God bless this place. Well, I appreciate the good songs, and we're a partaker, he said, of a divine nature, his divine nature. John chapter 6 tonight, just a verse or two I'll read, may it be a help. John 6, it's a great chapter in the scripture. It really has a lot of meaning to us tonight as Christian people, that Jesus is all in all, and he is the bread sent from heaven. He's the true bread. The Bible said this, we'll just read a few verses. I'll start with verse number 53. And Jesus said unto them, the Jews, the prior verse talks about that, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Notice that verse. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so that he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. These verses tonight have been confusing to some that wrestle with the thoughts of what does Jesus mean here. Talking about the man in the wilderness, and my dear fathers ate this man and are dead. And of course, I want to say something about the manna. It sustained the Israelites in the wilderness. And the manna did. But here's something about the manna. It did not continue. It did not. Listen tonight. Brother, religion can't continue because it has, thank God, no power to continue. But there's some people that's being, tonight, my friend, thank God, this ain't the manna. It's just like this, if you want to look at it. There's more, thank God, in Christ than the manna. Even though you can picture that as thank God, the bread from heaven, it did not continue. It ceased. And also to the woman at the well, that water there she is drinking, brethren, was the well water. Amen. That was Jacob's well. It was something, thank God, that they put a lot of confidence in. But it could not give them living water. It could not give her life. And everything you look at tonight, brother, is symbolic in this text here. It's not literally eating his flesh and drinking his blood, but it is partaking him. And notice this here. This is what they see in this. Thank God, they see that they have to do this. It sounds, thank God, to my friend, such a something that would be very difficult even think of, to eat, thank God, his flesh and drink his blood. But really, to me, it's a picture of Calvary. It's a picture of, thank God, the cross of Christ giving his body, because I will give my flesh, and that was his body. And in the Lord's Supper, he broke the bread. Amen. For the time of my body given for you. And also to the blood, thank God, will be resemblance to the fruit of the vine. Amen. In the communion, that is a picture of the cross. And the cross is where he was crucified. Thank God to take us. But listen, when you eat and drink something, this is a key in this verse. And when you eat and drink something, it becomes one. What you take in, it becomes in you. It's got to get in you. It's on the outside. But when you partake of something, it comes to be within you. And what you take within you becomes one with you. Amen. Listen tonight. We're not living in the man dispensation. We're living in the loaf dispensation. We're living in the bread dispensation. That means in the time we live, there ain't but one loaf. Amen. Even in the communion, wasn't but one loaf. That's what Jesus used. He used the loaf and he used the cup. Amen. And that was symbolic, thank God, of what he was going to do at the cross. Amen. And that's why he said, this do in what remembrance of me. But all that comes together when you partake, thank God, of what he gives you, and it comes in you, and that becomes one. Where is that one loaf? It's that one body. Amen. That Christ laid down his life. It's that one, thank God, that that shed his blood. Amen. Thank God for the remission of sin. Amen. They couldn't understand. He said, I've come down from heaven. Amen. He came from heaven. Thank God. Took a body. Amen. But died in that body. Thank God for sinners. And listen, tonight, that's the partaking. He partook of us. Amen. For becoming sin for us. He partook of that. He took that within him and was punished for it. Thank God. But listen, we break freely tonight from the cross. Amen. The grace of God and the blessings of God and the forgiveness of God. Because he partook of us. He partook of sin. He did not sin, but he was sin was placed upon him. He suffered for it. Amen. He never sinned, couldn't have sinned. But he gave, listen, our sin was upon him. Amen. He took our sin. Who knew no sin? Amen. And I thank God he gave his body. Thank God was punished for sin. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, he shed his blood. Thank God for remission of sin. And that's why we have forgiveness tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God nobody else can do that. Amen. The pure, lovely Son of God. Amen. Listen. Thank God humbled himself and became obedient unto the death of the cross. Because sin was upon him. Amen. He took my sin. Amen. And died for sin once. Thank God that we can be saved tonight. And that's how man is saved tonight. But you'll never be saved until, thank God, you're a partaker of that. Thank God, a partaker of what he did. Amen. A partaker of that salvation. Thank God, tonight, friend, we amen. Thank God, he gave us that. Hey, partake of that. Amen. He come to end us. Amen. That's where the victory, that the cleansing is on the inside. And when the body and blood, thank God, of Jesus, amen, listen, thank God, because we became a partaker of what he did with his body and shed his blood. Thank God, we're recipients of forgiveness. We're recipients of salvation. We're recipients of what he did. Thank God for us tonight. Thank God that we might know him in the pardon of sin and know what it is. Thank God to eat his flesh and drink his blood of the God that cometh in us. Thank God that we could be saved tonight. Amen. Here's the thing. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Notice what Jesus said. He said this in verse number, I'm looking at verse number, amen, 60. Many therefore his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Amen. Listen, you can't hear it unless he draws you. You can't hear it unless he gives it to you. You can't hear it unless you got ears to hear it. Amen. It just becomes, my friend, something, amen, that the natural mind tries to figure out. But it ain't in the natural mind. How can a man be saved or partaking of what he did? Listen, we died with him. Amen. We rose with him. Amen. We listen. Thank God he ascended. Amen. To the throne. Who's with him? We are in him. Amen. We're in Christ. Thank God. Where's he at? On the throne. But we're in Christ. We're here, but we're in Christ. Amen. Listen. He represents us tonight. Amen. Thank God for the amen. When the high priest went into the holy holy, he had the tribes. Thank God on his chest. On his breastplate. Why? He represented them. Amen. Not only for their sin, his sin, but he represented them. Amen. Tonight, thank God. He's our mediator. He's our high priest tonight. Amen. Listen. And thank God he represents us. Amen. Because we're partakers with him. Thank God of salvation. Amen. That he gave us through his own blood and body. That he died, thank God, on the cross. Amen. And through and by that we have life tonight. Amen. Shall you have it? Amen. He gives it. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. It is the gift of God. It's not nothing you deserve or earn or anything. It's something he does freely. It's free grace. You don't earn grace. It's a free gift. You don't earn a gift. Amen. Listen. Thank God that all that surrounds the cross tonight. Amen. Thank God he fed the 5,000. Amen. He broke the bread. Amen. Thank God. And fed the 5,000. Amen. And I'm saying, thank God. His body was broken for us. Amen. Thank God that he would pay the price of the sin that was placed upon him. Thank God that I could go free from the penalty of judgment of sin. Thank God in part. Notice this here in verse number 63. He's talking to them. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, who should betray him. Here's the clincher. And he said, therefore said he unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Notice verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Amen. And him that cometh to me I'll no wise cast out. Amen. Listen, God changes your walk to. God changes your walk to. Anybody gets saved wants it. Amen. Because God made them willing and wanting it now. Can you not? Amen. Friend, have you ever seen the completeness of the goodness of God in what he did on the cross? How could a man not walk that? Because he's in the shape that God put him in. Thank God to want this salvation. Thank God through the cross of Calvary that a man might know Christ. But he won't know it unless he's come. Amen. But how can he come? Man's only able to come unless God brings it to him. Amen. That's right. That's why this thing, listen now, if we preach these truths of God, been for preached in churches, that what I'm preaching about, there had been some fear in them people. Notice 644. He said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That's total inability of mankind to come to God unless God comes to him first. That word draw is a strong word. It's drawing, it's like drawing the net. Amen. God drawed on your heart. Amen. And he said, listen, thank God. Hear me for liberty, boys. I'm glad tonight. Thank God he draw me. Amen. He draw me according to love. He draw me with his love. Amen. He draw me, listen, because I was one of his. Amen. I was in his sight when I healed over cross. I was on his mind. Thank God I was more than on his mind. I was in him. Amen. Thank God he has punished for me. Amen. Thank God there was no other way I could go. If he died for you, thank God he saved you. Amen. He ain't died for nobody he didn't save. He purchased his own people with his own blood. Who's the gospel for every creature? Do you believe everybody that the gospel is preached through can be saved? Yes, if he draws them, yes. That's up to God. There's no man can come to God on his own. No man wants to. Amen. Adam ran from God. God ran to him. Notice what he said here about food. And just a little thought tonight. Oh God, help us. Verse 33, for the bread of God is he. That's who the bread of God is. Thank God it says the bread of God is he tonight. Amen. The bread, brother, listen, what's bread for? Bread, thank God, to fill a man's hunger. Amen. Bread, thank God, listen. Thank God is for nutrients. It's for food. The nutrients in it. Amen. The bread of God's the strength of God. Amen. Eat from him. And get it from him. Thank God that's where it's at tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God they said, evermore, give us the bread. Amen. Thank God. Notice this here. He said here in that verse, verse 33, the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And that's what they say. Evermore gives his bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Boy, that's good words. Buddy, listen. I don't need nobody else.
That's it.
I don't need nothing else, brother. It's all God. It's all Jesus. He's done it all. I add nothing to it. It's all what he done for me. This is what he did. He died for me. His body was broke for me. His blood was shed for me. And amen, he come and give it to me. Salvation is a gift. Amen. That's a gift of God. It's the blessing of God through Christ. And brother, I'm here tonight. Thank God I bless his name tonight. Amen. That I partook of him. I mean, listen. It never becomes one to you partake of it. But when you partake of it, brothers, he that's joined to the Lord is of one spirit. There's a oneness in that. Oneness in the bread. One is in the blood. Oneness is a partaking of it. Where's that? God bless the Lord. Thank God for it. Oh, God bless your name. Listen, He's available. He's available, brother. Amen. He'll turn nobody away that wants Him. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. He's not going to cast a man out that wants Him. Hey, but all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, they shall come to me. If they've been given, He said, they're coming. And He'll no wise cast one out that comes. Hey, God, friend, every sinner, hey, God, can come tonight. If He's come to them, amen, they can come to Him. Amen. Thank God for it. Dear Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, tonight, God, for grace. Thank you for the bread. Thank God of life. Thank you for your body, God, tonight. Jesus Christ, God, the body of Jesus, thank God, had. And my God of heaven was broke for us on the cross. The blood was shed. Thank God to wash me. Amen. It wasn't shed, God. Amen. In vain. It was shed for the purpose of God. To wash your hide. Amen. From sin. Thank God to take it away, Lord. Amen. And I pray, oh God, to bless the word that's been spoke tonight, Lord, in this meeting. And bless Jacob, God, I pray. God, the Holy Ghost. Lord, God would just bring him on in, and God, he had by faith grab hold of that truth. God, and I, that Christ said, he that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. Amen. He's not going to cast anybody out to come to him. But tonight, God, that calls on him, cries out to him with a broken heart and a desire to be born again. God, the quickening power of God, the touch of the Holy Ghost. God, tonight, the faith that's your God of heaven upon the word preached tonight in Christ. God, get glory and honor and praise, and Lord, we'll truly thank you and bless your good, high, holy name. As we bow and pray and trust you, God, to help now. Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You get all the glory, praise, and honor. And God, nothing would be seen, God, in the honor of men, but it'd be in the honor of God. And not nobody else but Jesus Christ, the crucified Lamb, in whose name we ask. Amen. Let's play a little something if you will.